A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 18th chapter, verse 35, to the 19th chapter, verse 10. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he went and he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. He entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was small of stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone in to be a guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For a meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Samuel Weirgau, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Herald, and Trinity Lutheran Church, Iowa Park, Texas.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And so our Lord set his face to go to Jerusalem, to save the lost sinners, by his precious blood, his innocent suffering and death. As he drew near to the city of Jerusalem, into his hour of betrayal, suffering, and crucifixion, he encountered two of those lost ones, a blind beggar and a rich tax collector. Now, from all worldly perspective, these two men could not be more different. Rich and begging, seeing and blind. This blind man sat at the roadside, and upon hearing that Jesus was drawing near, he cried to him for mercy. You see, he was blind, yet he saw better than those who rebuked him, who told him to be silent, because he saw with the eyes of faith. He saw, really, by hearing and believing, by hearing who Jesus of Nazareth was, and by believing that he could and would have mercy. Jesus came for men like that blind man. He said so himself, Jesus did, even at the beginning of his earthly ministry, when he was in Nazareth in the synagogue on the Sabbath, when he read and fulfilled the words of Isaiah the prophet, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And so he did. This blind beggar knew this, so he pleaded for such mercy, because the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost, to give recovery of sight to the blind. That blind man's faith, that faith which trusted in Christ, healed him, saved him, because that faith received the mercy that Christ came to give. And so too did Zacchaeus, by faith, seek Jesus. Though he was rich, he was in fact lost in corruption and sin. But he sought to see the one who came to seek and save the lost, like Zacchaeus. And so he desires to be with Zacchaeus, to abide in his house, to eat and drink even with tax collectors and sinners. That's what the blind beggar and Zacchaeus have in common, after all. They both are sinners, lost. Yet they both, by faith, receive the mercy of God. They are saved by grace. For that is why our Lord came, to seek and to save the lost, to set his face to Jerusalem and the cross, to redeem not only that blind beggar and that chief tax collector, but also to save you in your blindness, your physical or spiritual blindness, to save you who are but beggars before God, to save you who, like that rich tax collector, you who are sinners. Do you, then, who need the Lord's mercy, also begrudge that mercy that he would show to the lost among you? Or do you see yourself as lost, a sinner in need of salvation, a beggar in need of mercy? That's who you are, for that's what God's law declares you to be. So don't despise his mercy and his forgiveness that he offers to you, but persistently seek him where he has promised to be, and to abide with you for your salvation. Do not think that you are somehow worthy of that salvation, but also do not think that you are somehow too little or too despised to receive his mercy. Don't listen to those who would rebuke you or silence you as you cry for mercy or forgiveness, and do not be dismayed by those who would grumble at a Jesus who enters into sinners' houses and eats with them. He has come to seek and save the lost. And so he does. The Lord Jesus, who laid down his life on the tree of the cross for your salvation, well, he continues to open blind eyes. He continues to forgive sins. He continues to strengthen faith by the word of his gospel. He continues to dine with sinners, even with his body and blood in his supper, and he continues to have mercy on you. He will not turn away from you, nor will he overlook you. But he has sought you by his word, and he will continue to seek you. He will continue to abide with you and to grant you his salvation, the forgiveness of sins, and the life that he has to give. You see him with the eyes of faith. You trust him for your mercy, your salvation, and your very good. And he does it. In Jesus' name.
We thank Pastor Samuel Weirgau for this meditation on God's Word. We continue with hymn number 617 in Lutheran Service Book, O Lord, We Praise Thee.
was given thy true wind for us in heaven. No greater love than this to thee could bind us, may this feast thereof remind us. O Lord, have mercy. Lord, thy kindness did so constrain thee that thy blood should bless and sustain me. All our debt thou hast paid. Peace with God once more is made. O Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O Lord, stir up the hearts of your faithful people to welcome and joyfully receive your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that he may find in us a fit dwelling place, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the
Thank you for joining us for morning prayer. May our Lord Jesus Christ keep you in his grace. and bless your day.
Is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations, and that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at kfuo.org.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
It's okay if you miss a program on Worldwide KFUO because you can download them as a podcast at your convenience. There are so many programs at Worldwide KFUO that are centered on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't miss one of them. You can download one or all at kfuo.org or subscribe on iTunes. That's kfuo.org, the messenger of good news.
The messenger of good news, KFUO. Listen to Book Talk on demand at your convenience, worldwide at kfuo.org.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This is By the Way. Boy, I wish I was smarter, or more talented, or had more resources, or... And the list goes on. Do you have those thoughts, too, from time to time? Actually, God has given to each of us talents and resources and abilities to accomplish much, but we are not always convinced. But think about this. Little can be a lot if God is in it. The Bible is full of stories. He brought great blessings from seemingly little things, a cup of cold water, a few fish and a few loaves of bread, a piece of bread and a sip of wine, a tattered band of followers, and a cross. If God is in your days, in your work, in your plans, in your prayers, some powerful things can happen. This is By the Way.